following program is a collection of Stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
All I want for Christmas is my two. Oh, welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. And
you remembered
Snaggletooth over there. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, man. And in case everybody knows, you know, we're on a Thursday night and not a Wednesday night because I broke a tooth yesterday, and there was no way in hell that I was going on live with a broken fucking tooth.
I told you, man, you should have just did one of these numbers like the whole night.
Like the home improvement guy?
Yeah. Looking all mysterious.
Getting hit by an IED rocked a few of my fucking teeth in my jaw.
Yeah.
So some of them are fake and some of them break easy. I was eating a pizza, bro. I was like, damn, dude, I got to go to the dentist.
You eating one of those Portnoy super crunchy ones?
Yeah, it had a crusty crust, man.
Yeah. Nice, man. Well, I'm glad you got your tooth fixed so we could do this episode tonight and just, you know, fuck with everybody's whole, you know, week thinking that we have an episode last night that would be out today. And now we're having one tonight that'll be out tomorrow. Hopefully.
You won't have one Sunday?
Yeah. No, we will.
Oh, you will? Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
We will. We will have a Christmas episode. Hopefully. People find some time to listen to it throughout the week.
They better, man. I'll watch it because I got a nice, lovely background for us for the holidays.
Yeah. You did a nice little Christmas theme with the logo and everything. I like it. It's pretty cool. All right. So, website. It's got some cool stuff on it. All the links for us. Our preferred vendor page. If you guys like our preferred vendors, you might want to go check them out now because, 2 weeks?
There's some changes coming.
2 weeks. There's going to be some changes, some new ones, some left, some new. Let's see. YouTube, Detail Solutions Podcast is our channel. Please go follow us there. Watch these long, long, long form podcast videos.
It's only an hour, man.
I know, but people's attention span on YouTube is like 30 seconds. So I don't know how anybody watches us for an hour.
I just have to upload them shorts, baby.
Yeah. And then TikTok, where Jason's been putting the reels and the shorts and the TikTokies and all that fun stuff, is Detail Solutions Pod. But let's get down to the nitty gritty. We all know why we're here. And it's for us to win the Golden Mike Award for 2024, right? So if you haven't done yet, we've had a lot of people that have so far. Thank you very much. If you haven't already, please go to mobiletechexpo.com/golden-mike and just give us a nom. That's why we say the website, www.thedetailsolutionspodcast.com at the beginning of the most episodes, because if they ask you for that, you can put it in there. but it is a, you actually have to write something, you know, how we changed your life, how we influenced you, how we've benefited you.
How you think we deserve the nomination.
Yeah, how we've helped the industry. It's not just, you know, because Alex and Jason are cool guys. you know, kind of thing. You gotta get a little you gotta get a little creative with your writing. So we appreciate everybody who does that for us. And while you're there, just after you make your nom, just go into that that tab bar and just backspace the golden hyphen mic to where it's just mobiletechexpo.com and go ahead and purchase your tickets. Mobile Tech Expo is going to be February 1st through the 3rd, 2024. And use the code DSP15. We'll save you 15% off of your ticket purchase prices. Randy, yes, we are totally begging because we're tired of losing by a very slim margin. I mean, if we got to hire one of those computer places in India to just tippity tack tack tap us nominations all day long, we might have to do that. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you are listening to us. Please leave us a review. Spotify and Apple seem to be the two most. And I forgot what we were gonna do as our little.
We have a good one for you guys.
I know we do, but I forgot how we were gonna do our little intro. So
have you ever wondered about buying into a detailing franchise, Alex?
That's right. Yeah. I have, okay. Jason. I have.
Thankfully, we have two guests that can explain that to us and our audience.
Thank you for remembering.
You're absolutely welcome, sir. I am the ultimate detailing podcast professional.
All right. Well, let's go take a commercial break and we'll be right back with Glenn and Tracy Erfer, and they'll tell us all about the franchise. We'll be right back.
Game.
Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all new men on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel pawl for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
Oh, dude, I am lost, man.
Damn, man. Didn't even bring in a guest.
Glenn and Tracy Erfer, how you guys doing?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I got caught up in watching the videos, dude. I forgot to bring them in.
We were watching, too.
Yeah. Listen, Jason, you just did such a great job with the videos.
I'm sorry. I
was so engrossed in them, man. I was thinking about, you know, buying some auto fiber towels that I might probably need to start off the year. I was thinking about, you know, Rennie's sweet voice in my ear, just, you know, giving me inspirational quotes, and just forgot, man.
I have a question for Glenn before we start.
Oh, okay.
What is the origin of your last name, man?
Switzerland. My grandfather came here from Switzerland.
All right. That is super dope. I always wondered, man. That's cool, man. Okay.
It's been a tough one for people to pronounce over the years. That, I mean, it's phonetic. So
yeah.
But like I said before, people throw L's in it. Uffler, Ufer.
Nice.
It's an Erfer.
Nice. So how are you guys doing?
We're good. Doing great. I don't think we've ever talked to you guys in person. So
I don't think so. I mean, in like messages.
We know who you guys are from the internet. And,
yeah.
You know, detailing, what is it, Paint Assassins. And yeah. I've listened to the podcast probably, I don't know, 20, 30 different ones.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought he was going to say like 2 or 3 times.
No, the last one was with...
Sometimes they play all night long.
I didn't know they were on YouTube. So I actually watched the one with you guys did with Kirk Evans. So.
Okay, nice.
At any rate, it's nice to finally meet you guys and speak with you.
Absolutely. No, it's nice meeting you too.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same. Jason Brennan's watching, so you want to tell him that now you think Die Hard's a Christmas movie after his little video?
It's totally a Christmas movie.
Shared you in? Tagged you in? No? Okay. I think what you guys are doing right now kind of happened maybe at a great time for us on the podcast, because it wasn't too long ago that Bruno and I were talking, and I don't know why this thought kind of came in my head, but you know, I thought about, like, you know, why would a detail shop decide to become a franchisee or buy into a franchise or merge with another one? Because the way I always look at it is, you know, why do I want to give up my slice of the pie unless it's for a bigger pie, right? And a lot of times when you see detail shops, right, that are doing big volume and things like that, like, that's great for them. But I always look at it and go, like, well, how would having that name help me, like, in a different state, in a different city? And so when I had said that to Jason, you know, he said, well, Glenn and Tracy just, you know, I was talking to them the other day and they just, you know, are doing this thing with Sparrowhawk. So might be a great time to have them come on. So that's the question. That's what we want to know. Like, how did you guys make that decision? You know, how was it offered to you? What processes did you go through? What kind of benefits is it going to be for you guys to, you know, basically change names? And
one thing at a time, Alex.
I know, but I'm just, I just want to.
No. One thing at a time.
You will not meet anyone on planet Earth or talk to anyone that ever heard Tracy and I saying, man, I wish we could get involved in a franchise.
Yeah.
You know, it just was nothing on our radar, nothing we had ever thought about. And
let's start with, how did it happen? Like, where did it come from?
So here's the origin of it. So I don't know what you guys know about us and have seen on social media, but we had someone working with us from Norway.
Okay.
Michael Albertson.
Yes. I do remember that.
He was there when we did the Air Force One project. Yep. Mm-hmm. And he's been here twice. He has to go back home every 90 days because he's trying to get into the country legally.
Right.
So on one of his trips back to JFK, so he could go back to Norway, he was using Tracy's phone because his Norway phone wasn't having a good connection making phone calls.
Right.
And he was calling Josh Hernandez about what, I don't know if you know Josh Hernandez or not, but he is the CEO of Sparrowhawk
Mobile Detailing
and the owner. So we're listening to him and Josh talk on speakerphone the whole way to the airport. We're about, I don't know, hour and 10 minutes from JFK. And they're talking about something totally unrelated. And towards the end of the phone call, as we're getting closer to JFK, Josh was saying, yeah, I'd really like to talk to Tracy and Glenn, but I kind of want it to happen organically, blah, blah, blah. And then Tracy was like,
hi, we're here. he had no idea that we were in the background listening to the conversation. And that was kind of the opening door for us. We talked. We actually got yelled at by the police because we were parked there forever on the curb and Michael was still in the car. Finally, we were like, you got to go. We got to go.
Yeah.
So we ended up talking with Josh the whole way home. It's an hour and a half trip. And he had told us that he had heard a lot about us as far as aviation detailing. And he had wanted to talk to us. And somehow in that conversation, it came about that, you know, hey, I'd love for you guys to consider coming on board with us in New York. And we were kind of like, had never ever remotely considered the possibility of something like this.
Right.
So that kind of opened the door to a lot of conversations and a lot of phone calls, many, many, many hours on the phone. And we are at a pivotal point with our aviation side of the business. We love doing aviation. That's something we'd like to solely do. We just didn't have enough of it to support doing aviation only. We had one account. We've done it for 2.5 years. And we had one account that really, it brought in a good chunk of change for us. And we lost that account this February. It was a helicopter that we maintained. Every time it flew, we would clean it, fly, clean it. It was owned by a billionaire. And unfortunately, in February, he decided to take his own life. And so we lost that account. And we didn't have enough because we have a county airport about 1/2 mile from our shop. Okay. And we didn't have enough business to support paying the insurance rates that insurance companies are charging right now for aviation detailers. Right. It's just through the roof because people are doing aircraft. They have no business touching an aircraft. Yeah. They're going to do aircraft. They're breaking things and they are causing the rates to skyrocket. Yeah. And I was like, I can't justify do an assessment on paying my policy for the year.
Right. So. And a lot of people don't, or a lot of detailers probably don't know, like there's a lot of sensitive areas on aircrafts. I mean, there's a lot of wick strips that
static wicks.
Yeah. That you can't, you know, mess with or touch or get anything on. There's a lot of drip holes or whatever that can't get water into them, or static holes or something like that. I had a buddy who did bookkeeping. He had a bookkeeping business, and one of his clients had a hangar that had some smaller plane like King Airs and some Cessnas and stuff. And so every now and then he'd call me over there just to kind of wash them, you know, do like a rinseless wash on them. And they're, you know, and he had the mechanic there that was like, don't touch this, don't go there, don't do that. And I'm like, whoa, yeah. You know, so like I did it like one or two times and then I was like, it's not for me. Like, I don't want to mess this up. Right. And let me sidestep for a second, because I want to put this out there, because I think it's maybe something that a lot of detailers don't know, or maybe there's confusion of, is there, like, as far as putting things on aviation, does it have to be like an aviation product or an FAA approved, like when it comes to ceramic coatings or waxes or sealants or things like that, as far as those things, maybe adding weight or messing with the wind, like resistance or whatever?
It's best to put an aviation approved product on an aircraft. You know, we were doing a Bombardier 650 or something over the summertime.
Yeah, we're still learning our aircraft.
And
we can't keep up with the cars, let alone.
Yeah. And we're out in the, doing it out in a tarmac in the middle of middle of July. It was hot.
With the Canadian smoke. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys get it in Florida at all?
A little bit, but not. Yeah.
It was crazy. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that aircraft and I'm spraying a glass cleaner on the interior and
the wood paneling.
Okay, yeah.
That's treated.
And I'm like cleaning. I'm happy. I'm going around. And then I turn around and look, and I'm like, was that hazy before? And I started getting really upset and stressed. I'm like, did I just cause that? And then I looked further down the cabin in the aircraft, and I was like, oh, no, that wasn't me. Thank God that wasn't me. Yeah. But that just reiterated to me, like, we need to be using a product that's aviation approved for aircraft, because then there's no questions, if ands or buts, about what you're using. God forbid something ever happened. Mm. You know, now we can say, yes, we have something that, you know, whatever we used on this particular aircraft was approved. Okay. And there's no questions involved. You know, there's just nothing that they need to question. Okay. But that's not a feeling I ever want to have again.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
And that was before we got into the franchise.
And I sorry for the slide around, but I just wanted to ask that because I think that's a lot of things that are something that a lot of detailers don't know, and they just like want to jump into aviation because it's big money, right? Like it's way bigger than a car, so now I can charge a ton more money, you know, and they just go out there and slap any old wax or ceramic coating on there and, you know, kind of hope. You know, so that's why I wanted to ask it. So we can go back now. We can rewind back to the.
So the reason why we sat on the franchise, we sat on it for quite a few months, I think, trying, you know, talking what is best for AutoMax,
right?
What is best for us as a business?
Yeah, because AutoMax was our baby. We created it. We created the logo. We loved our logo, the Phoenix.
How long ago did you guys start it?
The week COVID hit.
Okay.
We signed a lease on our shop.
Okay. So three years ish.
Yeah, three and a half, 4 years.
Yeah.
So we, with the way the insurance rates were going, and I was just like, I can't justify paying, you know, $6,500 for a crap policy. I call it the Walmart policy for insurance for aircraft. I can't justify that without doing a Cessna here and a Cessna there. It just wasn't enough to sustain and support keeping aviation in our business.
Right.
So we were on the verge of having to give up doing aircraft if we wanted to stay AutoMax. If we wanted to continue to do aircraft, then we needed to look outside the box. And that's why we made the decision to go with Sparrowhawk, because with the franchise comes a lot of perks. And the first and foremost is the insurance for us. We got a policy that's a $5 million policy as opposed to a $2 million policy with the top insurance company in the world for a lot less than what I was paying for my Walmart policy. So, oh,
wow. Okay.
So just, you know, the franchise gives us that in on the insurance angle of it. Plus they're partnered with so many big companies out there that, you know, you can see Collins Aerospace, Rupes.
Yeah, when you're going into possibly get someone's aircraft and you go in there and you're like, I have Walmart insurance.
Yeah.
We're Glenn and Tracy Uffler, you know, of AutoMax. Yeah.
you're dealing with a whole different demographic of people that they have this insurance with their homes and businesses. And when we come in there with the current insurance that we have, you look the part that you're trying to get. You know, you're
right.
You look professional. You're educated and professional with your, with even down to your insurance, and all these things play a key role in acquiring their business.
Right, and you'll have to forgive me because I don't know really anything about aviation detailing.
Yeah, seriously, y'all know way more than we do.
So, by like you said, the perks of joining Sparrowhawk and the connections and everything that they have. Has Sparrowhawk and Josh been doing this long enough that they have such a connection that it doesn't matter that you guys are in New York? He's in Austin, right? I believe
Houston. Yeah.
That it doesn't matter that you guys are that far apart. Like he just has connections. Like, hey, there's these people in New York. We need, you know, airplanes, helicopters, whatever, taken care of. You're now their people. That kind of made that decision so much easier. Like you said, instead of a Cessna here and a Cessna there, like now it's just like, okay, we have all the planes we could ever kind of do.
Yeah. So Josh is an Air Force veteran. I think it was F-15s he was working on for the most part. I could be wrong though. He is also an A&P IA certified with the FAA mechanic. So he's got like the highest level of mechanical certification that you can have.
Right.
So he's got an extensive knowledge of aviation, what to touch, what not to touch.
And a pilot.
And he's also a pilot. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he knows his aircraft.
On top of all that, getting to know him over the last several months it's kind of a strange analogy, but you could think in the late 70s when someone heard Edward Van Halen playing the guitar, they're like, there is something about this guy.
Yeah.
There are very few people that I've encountered in life that I'm just amazed by their accomplishments, their attitude, their goals, the way they present themselves, and what they say versus what they do. That all coupled together. So to answer your question, you made kind of with connections, being that he's in Texas, we're in New York.
Yeah.
So a partnership that he achieved, he got with Collins Aerospace. Now, Collins Aerospace is a multi-billion dollar company. They're on our shirt. We are Sparrowhawk is the authorized detailers and service center for Collins Aerospace and Goodrich de-ice boots. So we've had training on how to service the de-ice boots by Josh, on top of lots and lots of other connections that he has had over the years and that he's currently making.
Yeah, he's been really out there networking for the franchise. He was at the NBAA out in Las Vegas. I can't remember when that was, a few months ago. He was at SEMA. He's going around just plugging Sparrowhawk.
Yeah.
It still is a relatively new franchise. I believe we're under 2 years, so...
Okay.
As with anything new, you're building relationships. And now we're, 23, 24 cities?
23 or 24 cities nationwide.
So there's, it's growing throughout the country. And it's a team. So we have a question. We can, pick up the phone and message another franchisee, Florida, Houston, Alabama, wherever, and they're always just a messenger call away from, hey, can you help me with this?
And there's always questions with aircraft.
And they're just, everybody's networking for each other. So we're in the process of building Sparrowhawk Mobile Detail in New York. We have not fully transitioned yet. We're in the transition period.
Okay.
So right now we're just trying to let all of our existing customers know what's going on. You can't just go from being, hey, we're Automax to now, hey, we're Sparrowhawk Mobile Detailing New York. So it's a gradual process of letting everyone know what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Right. So now does that mean you guys are going to drop the auto side of your business?
No, we are going to continue doing auto. We're mobile only for our aviation side of the business. Okay. And any large, God forbid, we don't like boats.
Yeah.
God forbid we had any large boats or something like that.
Boats.
You know,
I'd like to do boats in the shop.
Yeah.
Right. I live in the marina with sails clanking around.
Right.
And people driving on these dusty.
It's We're not a big fan of
parked up against a sailboat. That's not for me. But.
Yeah, well, that was one of my questions. If you guys are going to keep the shop and everything like that, yeah. So that's good.
So right now we plan on keeping the shop. Absolutely, okay. We have a lot of customers. We love our customers. They're great customers. I think our business in 2024 is going to explode.
Yeah.
Where our territory is, this kind of puts in a scope of things. We go all the way down and we're in Hudson Valley, New York. We're about an hour and 15, 20 minutes from New York City.
Okay.
So our territory goes down to Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Up to Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
You add in JFK, LaGuardia, all those big airports. That's our territory. Yeah. So it's
you guys going to hit up Providence?
It's a very big, I don't know if we can go that far. Probably, yeah. I'm not sure if we can go that far. I know there is a girl in New Hampshire. She's got a franchise up in New Hampshire.
Okay. So she's got like Logan Airport and all that then too.
Yeah. So once we start going in to visit these other airports to try to get accounts, and we really want the corporate accounts. That's where your money is.
Right.
So that's, I think, anytime once we get like a corporate account, then we're going to be like, holy cow, how are we going to be here? And how are we going to be here?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I see us growing very fast. And
I'm just enjoying the lull right now because we're so close to it's
the calm before the storm, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find responsible people. Like we got extremely lucky finding Michael from Norway.
He should be back in April.
He's trying to come into the country legally. I told him to get a sombrero and come into Mexico.
Exactly.
and we'll pick him up at a hotel in the city.
Yeah. Listen, they'll probably give him your guys' address. They'll probably bus him. You know?
Oh, yeah, dude, for real. They just sent the bus up to Chicago.
Yeah. Before we jump into the first commercial break, Randy did have a question, and I think you guys might have somewhat kind of answered it. But so Randy said, this is really interesting. How do you guys find your clientele? Seems like an area that you'd really have to be in with some high rollers. So I think you kind of talked a little bit about the fact that Josh is, you know, kind of been out there pushing it forward, but then like you said, you're looking to build these corporate accounts. So a little bit on like how you plan on doing that or finding those right corporate accounts or whatnot.
Well, I'm an opportunist, and 2 years ago a former Air Force One showed up at our airport. I drove past it, we were driving past it, and I'm like, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but I'm going to do it.
That's the Falcon, and right? For everybody Falcon, who's listening, it's different than the Air Force One project that Rennie does.
It's a Gulfstream. It's still an Air Force One. It's
right. Yeah.
Ronald Reagan, Bush, and everybody around.
Yeah. It's just not. This is not the 727.
Right. No.
Yeah.
It's a regional.
Yeah.
Gulfstream G3, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I even sent a message to Rennie. I was like, you know, if not for you pioneering the way 20 years ago, I might not even have had this notion in my mind that this was even possible.
Right.
And he was like, dude, you just made my day with that message. So that was pretty cool. So it's doing things to get yourself noticed. I think that's hugely important in finding these clients. So with doing that, we're now on a local community college owns that aircraft. We're now on the college advisory board, Tracy and I. Like, if you told me this a year ago, I'd say you're crazy. But
yeah.
And then with that, we're in talks, doing the whole project in talks with the airport manager. So now we have a sandwich board sign in the airport terminal. Okay. So these people flying in, you know, they park the aircraft, and then they go through the terminal and they see our sign. So things like that help get us noticed. And of course, obviously now that we're with Sparrowhawk, that gets us.
Oh, it's like a perfect marriage.
We recently, last week actually, attended a WAMA meeting, which is Westchester Aircraft Maintenance Association. It's mechanics. aircraft mechanics and stuff, but we go in there and introduce ourselves, you know, pass out our cards. So you really want to, your foot in the door into an airport is through a mechanic shop.
Right.
The line people that handle at an FBO, a fixed base operations, they handle moving the aircraft, dealing with the pilots, you know, going, those are the people that you want to talk to get your foot into the door. So,
right. Cause the actual like owner, millionaire, billionaire is not the guy that
we don't know. We won't have contact. Like the two jets we did over the summer, one was via a phone call. He saw our sign in the terminal. And he's like, hey, could you clean my jet today? I'm going to be here for a little bit. Oh, sure. Okay. Then the other one was strictly via text.
Okay.
We're literally via text walking into this $14 million aircraft by ourselves. Wow. I'm like, this is surreal. I can't believe somebody like, you know, trusts us enough to do that.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Okay. Well, let's jump into a commercial break and we'll come back and we'll learn a little bit more. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
Okay. So now the piece of the pie question I want to ask, and I mean, obviously I'm not expecting you guys to divulge any information here, but is it just solely like a buy-in, like you pay so much to become a member of Sparrowhawk, or is it more of, you know, every month it's a percentage back based on what Sparrowhawk provides to you as far as, income?
So financially, there's an initial buy-in, and then there's a percentage.
Royalty.
Was it monthly? Royalty. A percentage of your income.
A royalty fee. In the scheme of franchises, is low.
Yeah. Okay.
This was going on for months, talking to people. A friend of mine runs the logistics of a national gutter franchise.
Okay.
And he was listening to it, and when I told him the percentage, his eyes went back and said, wow, that's low. So okay. there's that, but what we're getting in return is on all our consumables. So the partnership with Rupes, if I said the numbers out loud, you'd be amazed.
Yeah.
On pads, polishers, anything, you know, everything Rupes, compounds, liquids, things like that. They also have their own coatings in the works.
Okay.
Which we have one of them at our shop now that is ungodly slick.
Dude, we didn't even get that information from anybody at Rupes, and we've had them on here before.
Yeah, they got something in the works coming up that you'll be seeing in the future.
All right.
At Rupes training facility. Can't really say much more than that.
Yeah, you said enough, brother. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty big.
There's some big things coming.
Sweet.
But yeah, we save just in the products and stuff, like you said, the consumables, what we will be saving versus what our royalties are is supersedes, you know, supersedes that.
Makes it kind of a no-brainer to do.
Yeah.
And Alex, you were touching on it before about, you know, using specific products.
Yeah.
One thing that I definitely want to talk about was our training that we went to recently in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So that was attended by, you know, Josh was there. Rupes was there. They were represented by
Sarah
Wright, Sarah Coleman, Jason Rose. Mm-hmm. We had the insurance agent from, where is he, from Utah, Colorado?
IBI.
IBI, Intermountain Business Insurance. They were there with two representatives. A underwriter from Chubb was at the training. Detailers of the round table, Kirk and Mike were there. I'm probably forgetting somebody, but I've been to different trainings. If you come in our shop, we've got a wall full of certificates.
Right.
And there's ones we haven't even put up yet. But this one, I was just absolutely blown away by the attendance. Oh, and the people I forgot were the people that designed the chemicals that are going to be used solely for the aviation. Well, not solely.
Yeah, we have our own ceramic coating.
Specifically for the aviation.
Yeah.
So there's research into them to not be corrosive. And because we don't think about this, that aircraft, I spray it with some liquid. If I spray it too heavy, it leaks into all these little parts and cavities.
Right.
This thing goes up to altitude. It could be 80 degrees on the ground. It's negative 36 or negative 60 degrees up there.
Yeah,
and these things don't cross your mind unless you're consciously thinking about it.
Exactly.
You know, if I'm doing a Camry, that's something totally different.
Right.
And, so.
Yeah. No. So I mean, that's cool. I mean, I think that's you know a really neat thing. I mean, maybe I guess the question is, you know, now that everybody pretty much in the industry has a marine coating, is aviation coating the next big wave that could be happening?
From the sounds of it, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a question. So how dirty do these planes really get from, aside from the jet fuel and exhaust and everything like that?
You should have seen the one we just did last week.
Oh, God.
It was bad. It had algae on top of the wings. It was so bad.
Yeah, I'm having to use
single stage paint, algae.
A little acid brush around every rivet. You know how many rivets around a damn aircraft?
A lot.
So bad. But just in general, the higher end, more expensive aircraft, you do get a Cirrus SR22 turbo. They get the exhaust underneath of it that has lead exhaust.
It's some super hybrid.
That's a pain to clean, but they bugs. Bugs are, you know, bugs are a big one.
I can imagine what kind of bugs get on those suckers.
Bugs at 600 miles an hour probably splatter more than bugs. Yeah.
You haven't seen bugs. You've seen bugs off a Sikorsky S-76 helicopter.
Yeah.
So this thing's flying, and it's got this rotor blade smashing them into the top at light speed. So
we got some great products that get those bugs off.
Yeah, and definitely, absolutely, ceramic coatings. We did testing with it on the Sikorskys. Made a night and day difference in getting them off quick. during trip cleans. So.
Right.
Yeah, these coatings are going to have to be very, very durable. Like even more durable than the ones on cars, yeah, man.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think coatings really last or hold up as long at that kind of altitude and speed and air difference and everything like that than, you know, being on a car?
Yeah.
I would venture to guess that they're probably not going to last as long. And I got different results with this Sikorsky helicopter I did. So the one we were taking care of, we had the opportunity to experiment with doing things for free on it for testing.
Right.
Because the guy's not going to complain. Oh, you put a ceramic coating on my, you know.
Yeah.
So it definitely helped. So if you can picture an aircraft, this is the main fuselage part. You got the boom sticking out with the tail rotor. And it had two jet engines, jet turbine engines here. So they would pepper the whole back of it with jet fuel exhaust. And with the experiments we did on the horizontal stabilizer, for about 3 months, I was able to just clean it with rinseless wash.
Oh, wow.
And not you get a chemical involved. And then at about 4 months, I had to start using degreasers because it kind of starts to etch in.
Yeah.
So, but I had only tried one particular coating with that.
And this was FYI before, long before Sparrow.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah, this was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. I gotcha.
And then there's certain things that you can't coat.
Yeah.
Like rotor blades. Uh-huh. Because if they need to make a repair, and you can't coat them or seal them in any way, shape, or form, because if they need to make a repair, that might not take. So there's lots of things to be mindful of.
Okay. And then just to clarify, the coating that you guys are talking about, that's Sparrowhawk coming out with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Not Rupes. Right.
Not correct. Rupes. Yeah. Okay. No,
we don't
not
want
Rupes.
People start freaking out.
No.
The coding.
Italian coding.
Yeah. So with Sparrowhawk coming out with their own, I'm guessing that they're doing some legit testing to see, you know, let me ask this, and I don't know, you guys might know the answer, might not know the answer. I mean, is it going to be made legitimately for aviation usage versus maybe like, you know, automobile? So you probably wouldn't want to use it on a car because maybe it might.
No, it can be used on automotive as well, but it will be aviation approved.
Okay. I didn't know if it was maybe, you know, they somehow maybe make it a little bit more stronger or durable, thicker or whatever, so that maybe it has a better durability lifespan on a aviation plane, helicopter, whatever, versus being able to put it on a car that, you know, might.
Yeah, that's something I'm kicking myself. My father was a chemical engineer. He's no longer with us. And I would have so many great conversations with him.
Yeah.
It's a realm. I'm a caveman that makes things shiny.
Yeah.
But I wish I had the technical and chemical understandings of actually what's going on between because we all open them up the first thing we do
sniff them.
that smells familiar
what does this one smell like
and you got some that damn near knock you out of your socks.
I know.
Sniff towels too every time I get on
is this a clean towel? It's kind of like sniffing the clothes off the floor. Is this clean clothes or dirty clothes?
I don't go that far.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go through the
end. I was saying like you're sniffing towels. It's kind of similar to, you know.
Alex, I mean, you're letting dirty little secrets out by accident.
Listen, she's a female. Us guys probably get it, right?
Like, anyway, how about those Yankees? Huh? Yeah. Hell of a game. Yeah. Hell of a game.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, the smells, I totally understand that. Because same thing. I'll smell something and I'll be like, man, this smells just like. And I'm like, all the 800 million thousand whatever chemicals I've used over the years, I'm trying to figure out what it smells like and whatnot. So, no, I totally get that.
So we use this coating on a Harley Davidson.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
And my God, it was so slick.
Yeah, they put it on an aircraft that they used in a race out in
Reno.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, the aircraft does Mach 1.
It can go on that. It can go on a car.
Yeah.
It might last a long time on a car.
Yeah, there's a cool video with Rupes involved in so floating around on YouTube. That's pretty cool to watch. But obviously, with doing paint correction on an aircraft and coating it, you're completely lowering the surface tension and all that. So it's going to gain speed.
Right.
And I believe I could be – I don't think I'm wrong, but they got notably better speed with the aircraft.
Cool. Yeah, I just saw that video.
Yeah, with the correction and coding.
I've always wondered why NASCAR, Formula One, IndyCar, all that stuff, their stuff. I've always wondered why isn't it just coated already? I mean, just coat everything. That way if a bumper falls off, you know, you slap the new one on, it's already coated. I mean, it would have to increase track time.
Yeah. This is gonna be a new slogan, Alex.
Maybe.
I want to go fast.
Listen. Mike lives up near Indianapolis. I mean, he could probably get. I think he knows the guys at Ray Hall or something. He could probably get Aquatech on some race cars or something. Might have to talk Mike into doing that. So, Jason, you were gonna ask a question.
Yeah. So with like the abuse these planes take, what do you guys expect for life expectancy for these coatings that are going to be going on? Like, do you expect them to last a year or two or maybe three? Like, are they going to have the same life expectancy we can say as details on cars?
That I can't give you an intelligent answer to, but I can once we are in a situation where we've been in the past. We had a whole fleet of Sikorsky helicopters. We had an account. Then they moved. Mm-hmm. To a different state.
So you just really haven't had a situation where you could actually get a full understanding on.
They're saying 5 years.
Yeah, it's got a five year rating.
Okay.
But I'll put something through our tests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But from the sources that it's coming from, a five year rating is absolutely achievable in an aircraft setting.
Yeah.
Based on where it's coming from.
And I would imagine that would have to be kind of the same thing as a car, right? Like dependent on usage, because a lot of these private jets or PJs, as they're called nowadays, and helicopters and stuff like that, it's not like they're flying like a commercial airline, right? Like where that thing is just in the air constantly, you know, from point A to point B, refuel, drop off, pick people up, go point B to point C. These other ones aren't being flown or used as often, I would imagine, right?
Well, you do get charter aircraft. You know, these corporate accounts, they do fly quite a bit. Like at our airport, we have a company called NetJet, flies in four times a week, and we're just a little county airport. So you do get these corporate ones, they do charter out a lot. So they're flying a lot. Obviously, probably not as much as a commercial airliner, but they still do fly quite a bit.
It's interesting, too. So if you're at the airport and you're getting on your plane to go to Las Vegas or wherever, and you just run the tail number, hit it in Google, you can see where that was this morning. So some of them are surprising. We get on a plane in New York, and wow, that started off in California yesterday.
Yeah,
to Wisconsin, and now it's here.
Yeah,
so it's amazing that because they can just be halfway across the country in 3 hours.
Right. Now with Sparrowhawk and the whole franchisee and everything like that, is it more for like that corporate account, PJ account kind of thing, or are you guys trying to maybe eventually get into like the commercial airline? Delta, American Airlines, Southwest.
I think doing those type of aircraft would be. I think they probably have their own crews doing things. I could be wrong. Josh would definitely know the answer to that one. But for us and what we'd be comfortable with is, you know, private jets and that type of things and helicopters. Right. I love helicopters because they don't have wings. So, when you're under a wing polishing, it's a workout.
Right.
Yeah, I just did the underneath on a Cessna last week. I couldn't like to hold my Rupes polisher upside down. I ended up with the 3-inch and I'm like,
yeah.
And when you're looking out under the wing, I'm like, that's a lot of wing.
Right.
Yeah, and these small planes are really big when they're polishing them.
I think what you guys should do is since Josh maybe has some pull and everything like that, you guys should hit up the boys over at Viper and see, you know, they've got that new kind of like reclining creeper for mechanics.
We have an easy creeper
you need to see if they can get one that like lifts up. So
we need to go higher. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we could talk to the design team at Viper.
I actually was just saying that last week. I'm like, I wish this creeper went, you know, raised up a little bit.
We need like a bar stool on wheels that does have an adjustable height so you can get under these wings.
Right. Well, I know Viper does have those taller chairs, but I was thinking the creeper would
be the recliner ones.
Then you could lay down. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Fall asleep while you're polishing?
Yeah.
Smack yourself in the face with a Rupes?
Right. Yeah, the greaser dripping in your face wakes you up.
Yeah. Terrible. Let's do our last commercial break and then we'll come back and kind of wrap this up. We'll be right back.
Awesome. Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah,
so do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper is giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right, and we're back. all right, guys. So for anybody, so with the franchise thing, you said there's 20 something cities or whatever you guys have.
I think roughly. There was 23. I think there's 24 now. I might be wrong with that. 24 cities, not 24 franchises, because there's some franchises that have multiple cities.
Right.
And John, John Carlo just joined up.
Yeah. I actually talked to him the other day and he said he was first of the year starting up. So, you know, congrats to him.
Good job, G. Good job.
Yeah. And I guess, like you said, right, like not cities, because you guys have territory. So you probably have
multiple
cities under your territory or whatever like that. So, yeah. So if any.
It's like a 60 mile.
If anybody.
There's nobody else in this area.
Oh, okay. So. If anybody out there maybe does aviation or wants to get into it or something like that, I mean, is there somewhere that they can go to get this information and possibly, you know, fill out an application to become a franchisee or something?
You can go to sparrowhawkmobiledetailing.com. That's the main website. And
lost your earpiece.
I'm losing myself. There's, you know, you can find a location on there. You can, you know, get information on becoming a franchise trainings. We do offer trainings a couple times a year, a few times a year anyways. Right. I know few weeks ago, they had the public one out in Houston.
Right.
So there's the trainings, but yeah, you could definitely go on the SparrowhawkMobileDetailing.com and get some more information on the franchise itself.
Awesome. Well, listen, I appreciate you guys coming on for this because I think it was, you know, kind of a neat question that I had. But I think it became a really cool topic episode because it was about aviation versus like, you know, just a car detailer. Right. I mean, I could definitely see the benefits and why you took that versus, you know, Joe's detail shop does $1 million a year and I'm struggling trying to figure it out. And I go like, oh, well, I'll just join Joe's detail shop franchise. But what's that really going to do for me kind of thing? Just because I put his name on my building, it, you know, kind of deal. So no, I'm glad that we were able to kind of get that information. And I think the aviation thing, we haven't done a lot of, or I don't know if we've done any aviation episodes really. So, I think that was a nice little.
I foresee a lot more in your future.
So what I do as well.
We didn't touch on was Josh is creating the ADA.
Okay.
In conjunction with, he's working with Rupes. He's working with the IDA, the Aviation Detailers Association, and it's good to create kind of. He could explain it a lot better than
standardization
I.
Standardization and aircraft.
Standardization.
Yeah. Jason just sent me a text and was like, we need to get Josh on. So that's going to have to happen in the new year. We'll get Josh on.
I think
on.
If you got Josh Hernandez on as a guest, you will totally understand why we did
what
we
did. No, absolutely. I think maybe what we'll do, if you guys don't mind, is you know, tomorrow or something, I'll reach out to you guys and maybe you can put us in contact either. You know,
absolutely.
Share phone number, I'll give you mine to give to him if he wants to give me a call or vice versa or whatever, because I definitely would love to have him come on and
you know, plethora of information.
Absolutely. And so if anybody would like to get in touch with you guys and ask you questions or pick your brains or any of that fun stuff, where's the best place they can get you? What's your ats as the kids?
Well, right now we're in process of transitioning our website. We do have a New York page on the Sparrowhawk page.
We have a phone number.
We do have a phone number.
845-632-2183.
Holy cow, he remembered it. He knew it. He knew it.
That's the shop phone.
That's the shop phone, correct.
That's her cell phone. It'll ring on her phone.
Okay.
It does ring on my phone too all the time. Yep. You can message it. You can call it. You can also find our page,
through Sparrowhawk.
Sparrowhawk Mobile Detailing /new-york.com.
Okay.
That's a mouthful. But you can also go on the main page and look up our location.
Awesome.
We'll have automaxplus.com.
Yeah.
Still operating. Automax with two X's plus.
We're hoping in by the beginning of the year that we'll be transitioned over to everything. We'll be Sparrowhawk. So
okay, perfect. Well, listen, again, I appreciate you guys for coming on and doing this. I think we not only learned a lot about, you know, franchising, but also about aviation. That you know, it's not something I'm looking to jump into, but it's nice to know. You know, the thereabouts and whatnot. So thank you for doing this. We appreciate it. And
thank you for having us.
And I'll reach out to you in the next day or so, or maybe after Christmas or whatever, because I know the weekend's coming up. It's going to be kind of crazy. I'll reach out to you guys and try to get in contact with, have you guys get me in contact with Josh so we can talk to him. But until then, you guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well.
And good luck with the whole new endeavor, and we'll, you know, kind of keep an eye out on it, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex, guys.
Jason, thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, man. So aviation seems to be the next, I mean, I don't know. It might
It's exciting.
It is. It might already be a thing. I mean, I'm guessing it,
no, it probably is a thing. It's just now it's coming into prominence.
Yeah, we don't really, it's not our thing, so it might not be as prominent to us or whatever, right?
But it's very cool to see. Like, it's very interesting too. Like, I knew, like, you got to be very careful detailing a plane and there's certain things that you can and cannot do, but like, it's cool to like hear more in depth about it, honestly. Right.
Yeah. And it's a warning sign for like all those detailers, right? That are just like, I'm gonna take my bucket of whatever and go slop it on a plane and charge a shit ton of money, and you know, that's it. So you got to be careful what you're doing. You got to know what you're doing. One of the times that probably training is a good thing to go to before you try to start doing anything aviation.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go and slap a polisher on and be like, yeah, I'm detailing a plane.
Right, exactly. All right, man, that's all I got, dude. You know, this is not, well, I guess this is the last episode before Christmas. I do have Robin Sweet that I'm going to talk to Friday night. So she will be the Christmas episode. So I hope you guys are, you know, stick around for that one. Listen to that one. We're going to do a really fun. I don't want to say what it is because I want to wait.
I got to start promoting it soon though.
Yeah. But I want to wait until you get player long sheet ready.
But you saw everything else, and it's...
I did. So we're gonna do a really fun end of the year episode next Wednesday night. It'll be the last episode for the year because I'm not gonna do one next Friday for New Year's and whatnot. Give us time to transition all the incoming ads and outgoing ads and stuff like that. But usually we kind of do a year in review and you know, they're just, what was your favorite episode of the year? What did you think of the year? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I think this one's going to be a lot more fun. Mm-hmm. It's definitely going to be interactive. So please join us Wednesday night. We'll put a follow along sheet up so you guys can play along with us. We're going to have a little game, that we're going to do. So, yeah. So
it's going to be funny.
Do what?
It's gonna be funny.
Yeah. So make sure that you're following us on our social media so that you can keep track of that. And the best place to find our social medias if you don't already follow us there is the website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. It's gonna have links to our social medias. It's gonna have links to where you can listen to us on the podcast. If you're not listening to us on the podcast, maybe you found this on YouTube. And of course, we have our preferred vendor page, which please go support those wonderful vendors. We do appreciate everybody who's been with us for the last year, the last 2 years, the last 3 years, some of them. We look forward to building new relationships in 2024 with some newer brands, which those brands, just like our last brands, will give us a discount code. So when you guys go and spend some money with them to save some money and support them, they're in turn giving us money back. We're bringing that funny, bro. Hashtag money, money, funny. And then we also have the merch store. Go buy some t-shirts. It's Christmas time. Why isn't anybody buying Detail Solutions Podcast t-shirts? That's what every detailer should want under their tree is a Detail Solutions Podcast t-shirt. Go buy some shirts. Go buy some hoodies. All that fun stuff.
I do want to say one thing before you close.
Okay.
So next Wednesday's uh-huh. episode, it's definitely one you're going to want to watch.
Yeah.
You can listen to it. You definitely can listen to it.
But yeah.
It's going to be more fun to
watch.
Interact.
Yeah. So listen to it and then go on YouTube and watch it.
Yeah.
We need them listens.
We need the it
listens,
all.
The listens is what pays the bills, not the YouTube. But
we need it all. We need it all. Just get exposure. Now you can sign out.
Yeah, exactly. All right. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm not Santa Claus.
Oh, terrible.